Lessons of Temple U, the incipient yet growing protests at Temple University around the governance of its highly prized African Studies Department, is not about academic freedom, nor about departmental regulations and proper protocol, although it has been couched in such terms. It's about something far more fundamental. It's about power, the power of institutions and the power of memory. In many ways, Temple's African Studies Department is a flagship of sorts, the first university in the world to found an African Studies doctoral program, which now draws scholars from around the world. It will soon mark its 25th year since this signal achievement. But perhaps we have forgotten how such departments got started. They are the academic fruit of hard struggle and protests during the height of the 1960s and 70s era Black Power movement. They are the brick and mortar proofs of the old adage from ancestor Frederick Douglass, who said, "Without struggle, there is no progress." Now, Douglass didn't say, "Without struggle, there is some progress." He said, "Without struggle, there is no progress." African studies programs weren't gifts from enlightened liberal universities. They were won by hard struggle. And that which is won by struggle can only be maintained by struggle. That's the lesson we must take from that revered ancestor. So build wider and deeper the movement for a truly independent African studies program. Imagine if college students united with public school students for a quality education at primary and secondary levels. Imagine what that would mean for the parents of those children. That's the way forward, building a movement. On the Move, from Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.